You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
You might have noticed that this podcast isn't really a travel guide. It's not a history lesson. It's certainly not a political program. And there are plenty of people who know far more than I do about those subjects.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that will introduce you to Bosnia and Herzegovina, that heart-shaped but much misunderstood country in the Western Balkans. I'm David Petrinovic Bailey, and I'm inviting you to join me as we explore this beautiful country from a unique perspective. In each episode, I'll share my personal experiences and insights as an immigrant living in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and together we'll peel back the layers and uncover the true essence of this often misunderstood nation. But it's not just about me. I'll also be introducing you to some of the incredible people I've met along the way, sharing their stories, their passions, and their perspectives, giving us a deeper understanding of this captivating land. From the vibrant towns and cities to the picturesque countryside, we'll embark on a journey to discover the rich culture, history, and traditions of the country. We'll visit and immerse ourselves in the lively festivals, taste mouth-watering cuisine, and explore the hidden gems that make this area so extraordinary. Through thoughtful conversations, engaging anecdotes, and a genuine love for this place I now call home, An Englishman in the Balkans offers a fresh perspective on the life in this enchanting corner of the world. So, whether you're a travel enthusiast, a culture junkie, or simply curious about life in the Balkans, this podcast is for you. Join me as we uncover the beauty, the diversity, and the untold stories of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Subscribe now and get ready for an adventure like no other.
Hello, and welcome back to the podcast with my squeaky chair in the studio. Outside, it's 32 degrees. There's a bit of a breeze, and you might hear that in the background. This episode, I thought we'd do something a little different. If you've been listening since the beginning, thank you so much. I genuinely appreciate you coming along on this journey with me. And if you've only just discovered the podcast, then perhaps this is a good place to start. 20 episodes or so in, it feels like a bit of a milestone for me. Not because 20 is a particularly special number, but because it seemed like the right moment to pause for a while and answer a question that, strangely enough, I never answered at the beginning when I started uploading these podcasts. Why this podcast? When I launched it, I didn't spend time introducing myself or explaining what I wanted it to become. I simply started telling stories. And looking back, perhaps that wasn't such a bad thing. After all, stories are why I'm here. I've lived in Bosnia and Herzegovina for almost 3 decades now, and that's long enough to know that this is a country that can't be summed up in a headline or explained in a few minutes on the evening news. It's a place that's full of small moments, conversations over coffee, village festivals, people quietly getting on with their lives. History that's still visible, if you know where to look, and landscapes that somehow never stop surprising me. Those are the stories that interest me. You might have noticed that this podcast isn't really a travel guide. It's not a history lesson. It's certainly not a political program. And there are plenty of people who know far more than I do about those subjects. But what I can offer is simply my perspective from a person who's made a life here, someone who's still learning every single day. I'm often asked, actually, if I feel Bosnian. No. I'm English. But Bosnia and Herzegovina has become my home. I suppose that puts me somewhere in between, and that's why I call myself an in-betweener. And perhaps that's actually quite a useful place to be, because I can still see things with fresh eyes, while at the same time understanding a little more than I did when I first arrived all those years ago. One thing I've learnt, though, is that the most interesting stories rarely make the headlines. They're found in mountain villages, on walking trails, sitting in local cafes, sitting around kitchen tables, or during conversations that were never planned at all. And that's where I find many of the ideas for this podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, become a member for early access to episodes, the weekly newsletter, extra stories, reflections, and soundscapes. You'll find the membership link in the show notes. Another thing you may have noticed is that I tend to avoid politics, and that's deliberate. It's not because politics isn't important, of course it is, but this country has enough people shouting about politics, and I'd rather spend my time listening to people and listening to places, and sometimes simply listening to the sounds around me. And if you've heard some of my episodes, you'll know I enjoy recording birdsong, church bells, rain, rivers, and village life. And those soundscapes now are exclusive for members to the podcast. So if you're into soundscapes, maybe consider becoming a member. Because all those things I've mentioned, those sounds, they tell stories as well. For many years, I worked in broadcasting. It was my dream, and I loved it to bits. But then, like many people, I found myself drawn, as I was getting into retirement, towards YouTube, which I enjoyed for some time, honestly. But over that time, I realised something. I wasn't actually missing video. I was missing radio. Maybe I should be a little bit more accurate and say I was missing audio. There's something wonderfully personal about an audio podcast. You're probably listening while walking the dog or driving somewhere, maybe making dinner or just sitting quietly with a cup of tea or coffee. Let me know, by the way. It feels much more like a conversation than a performance, and I really like that. I'm not trying to explain Bosnia and Herzegovina. I'm still trying to understand it myself, one story at a time. And that's really what this podcast has become. It's a place where curiosity matters more than certainty, and where ordinary people like us are often more interesting than famous ones, and where slowing down sometimes reveals far more than rushing on to the next thing. So, that's why this podcast exists. Not to have all the answers, not to persuade anyone of anything, but simply to share stories from a country that has given me far, far more than I could ever have imagined. Now, whether you've been here since episode one or whether this is the very first time we've met, thanks for listening. I genuinely don't take your time for granted. There's thousands of podcasts you could be listening to. The fact that you've chosen this one means a great deal to me, and there are plenty more stories waiting to be told, trust me. So I hope you'll join me for those. Until next time then, thanks for listening, and wherever you are in the world, take care. Or as they say here, vidimo se opet. I'll see you again soon.
Before we go, if you've enjoyed traveling with David today and would like to help him continue telling these stories from Bosnia, you can support the podcast through Buy Me a Coffee. Your support also includes a complimentary paid subscription to Coffee and Rakia, where you will receive even more stories from everyday life here in Bosnia. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again soon.